This morning's meditation will be a riff on Psalm 71 with very strong notes of 1 Corinthians 13. I would mention at this point that my colleague, Carrie Jo, who will be arriving from an MIT retreat later in this morning, preached an excellent sermon on 1 Corinthians last week, in which she spent a good amount of time giving background on the community to which Paul was addressing his words in Corinth. That sermon is archived on our website, as are all the sermons, and so I would encourage you, if you missed last week, go back and pick up what you missed. Also on our website, all the sermons that are shared in this space are archived, and that would include the sermon that was preached during the funeral of Dr. Helmut Kester by my predecessor, Don Larson. It's a wonderful resource, and I hope that you all know it's there and could even recommend it to your friends. But back to Psalm 71. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me and set me free. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my strong rock, a castle to keep me safe. You are my crag and my stronghold. Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the clutches of the evildoer and the oppressor. For you are my hope, O Lord God, my confidence, since I was young. I have been sustained by you ever since I was born. From my mother's womb, you have been my strength. My praise shall be always of you. What the writer of today's psalm calls refuge, the Apostle Paul, in speaking to the people at Corinth, calls love. Love that does not shame. Love that inclines the ear to listen. Love that does not hinge on my righteousness, my perfection. Love that creates a safe space, a strong rock, a castle, a crag to cling against when the storm rages. And I can give you a glimpse of how such refuge works. It is like the woman who rode the L, that is the elevated train, from the south side of Chicago to the first suburb north of Chicago every weekday morning. Her name was Mildred Martin. Shortly after my sister was born, when I was around 6, Mildred began arriving at our apartment in the mornings just as my mother was leaving for her job downtown. It was a seamless arrangement, except when the train was late. But this was Mayor Richard J. Daley's Chicago, and say what you want about him, the trains really did run on time. Mildred's job title was cleaning lady. Mildred's job was to be there for me and my sister when neither of our parents could. Monday through Friday, dawn to dusk. On a day when it was warm and bright and school was out for the day, my sister Annie, who at that time was 7 or 8, had been playing in a park down the block. When she came tearing up the back stairs to our second floor apartment, and she burst into the kitchen, shrieking uncontrollably. At the park, Annie had stumbled into a nest of wasps. Wasps that went on the attack. Not only had she been stung several times, but several wasps remained tangled in her hair. Without a moment's hesitation, Mildred went to work, taking Annie in her arms. She soothed my sister, her body becoming Annie's refuge, her stronghold, her crag against the buzzing storm. And at the same time, she reached barehanded into my sister's hair. And one by one, she picked out the wasps, crushing each between her fingers before flicking them into the kitchen sink. When it was all over, the white stone kitchen sink was littered with the bodies of crumpled insects and stained with the drops of Mildred's own blood. And it wasn't over. For the next several hours, my sister couldn't shake the terror of the attack, nor the feeling that there just must still be wasps crawling on her scalp. And so for the next several hours, Mildred held Annie on her lap for as long as it took for her to know that she was safe. God's unconditional love, the refuge of the psalmist, the good news made visible in the cross of Christ, the love of the apostle that bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, is like that. Only better. Because the love of God never ends. For every human being, the arms of a Mildred Martin. Her train is never late. She can never die. Her love, God's love, never ends. Amen.